I believe we could do it. So thank you. Thank you.
You've been listening to Dorothy Roberts, the Kirkland and Ellis Professor at the Northwestern University School of Law. Her award-winning books Killing the Black Body, Race, Reproduction, and the Meaning of Liberty, and Shattered Bonds, The Color of Child Welfare, have inspired a generation of women. I'm Sarah Olson, and this has been the first in a series of programs from the Sister Song Reproductive Justice Conference held in Chicago, Illinois, June 2007. For more on Sister Song and the reproductive justice movement, go to sistersong.net.
To hear Wings programs again, visit the archive section of the website www.wings.org. The Wings audio archive is hosted by the University of South Florida Women's Studies Department. Wings thanks all our supporters, including your local radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, editor of the book Women and the Gift Economy. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album, A Circle is Cast. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.
This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the Student Union Building in Vancouver, British Columbia.
And at this very special time of year, the staff and management of CITR, and indeed the University of British Columbia, would like to take this opportunity to wish you and yours...
Nimrod.
I'm sorry?
What announcement are you making here?
Oh, I thought I was just doing a kind of a Christmas greeting from the state. Am I early?
It is December, but perhaps we could hold off till later in the month. Is that okay?
Hey, that's cool. It's all right, man. I mean, whatever you say, fine. I was just trying to do something nice, and impart the holiday feeling, but. If you want to hold off for a couple of weeks or so, that can do that. I will make that sacrifice.
Thank you, Nimrod.
It's okay, John. Long John, anytime. You're the man. You're the man. Have some strawberry jam. Animal Collective, CITR. Hi. We are not. We'll be right back. Oh, there's Wacky Animal Collective from Strawberry Jam and one of the ballads on their latest. Do you like that?
Love ballads.
Yeah, well,
especially dinner hour, you know?
Well, we have to kind of mellow a little bit for the dinner hour.
That's true.
We make that, we go that one step further. Speaking of which,
we do.
Did you get an invite to the CITR Christmas staff party?
I didn't.
You know why?
No.
Because I don't think there is one. I don't know.
Probably not.
You know, I tried to broach the subject with Bryce and with Mr. Luke Meat, and they weren't hearing it.
Hey, are you grooving on Luke Meat's fro? Have you seen his fro, bro?
His fro?
Yeah.
His hair.
Hair, it's like, really, it's very, very afro.
I know, and if he goes to blackface, man, that's the end. I mean, that's just it. Anyway, that track was for Reverend Green. You know that Reverend Green with the altar boys. Never mind.
We want to
keep things, you know, on a kind of a family basis because we know that special time of year is, and I have made an oath. And I had a chat with my dad.
Oh, you did? The legendary, semi-legendary Captain Midnight, J.B. Shane.
Right.
He's
yeah,
your
all
dad.
That, all of that. Yeah. Well, you know, nobody's perfect. And he said, like, you got to stop swearing on the show. So I've been very good.
Well, he noticed it, did you?
He noticed that. And he also said that you, man, called him and complained and said, like, that Nimmy is not listening to me, quoting you. Can you tell your son to sort of, like, back off a bit, you know? And so, thanks to my dad, I'm on my best behavior.
Oh,
I promise not to swear or say anything nasty unless I get, you know, carried away, which I probably will at some point.
Eventually, you will.
Or taken away, which either or. Well, hey, what a weekend, man. What a weekend it was. After the pre-winter deluge came the rain. You knew it was coming. The rain. Now let's do our little Shakespeare now for a...
Let it all come down.
No, man, I say it will rain tonight. Then you say...
Let it all come down.
Thank you, Banquo, or was that the first murderer? I don't know. But where has my beautiful snow gone? All gone. It's a mild current from Hawaii that's doing it, right?
It is. It's the Pineapple Express.
The Pineapple Express. Yes. That's interesting because we're getting that, and Keanu's in town now, too. So we got like a Hawaiian thing happening.
Mm.
Anyway, later for that, you are tuned to CITR, and this show is called
Radio.
Because we can't think of anything else to call it. You know. There are several suggestions, but we're not taking them.
Let's check out Bella. Well, there's thanks to John Carswell on there, or David Carswell, sorry, who was involved in recording. And there we go. Bella is the name of the band. Tiffany Garrett, Sotomayor, drums, guitar, synth, percussion, and doing some vocals in there too, I believe. Anyhow, check them out. Bella, the CD is called No One Will Know. It's on Mint Records here from the CITR playlist.
So you know it's a must-have. Hey, did you hear about, I don't know if you saw the Vancouver Scum this morning, big story on Harper and the newly released federal document. Harpo's all wet, turning his back on Earth's ecosystems, refusing to acknowledge the tipping point in the battle against global warming. Wide-ranging and large-scale impacts on planet Earth's ecosystem are front and center. With a major UN climate change summit beginning today, have you noticed, John? Have you noticed any pictures of our Primo Minister, stupid Harper, in his coveted role as the the neocon leader. Have you noticed that he is getting fatter with each passing day?
His cheeks are getting very chubby.
Because I was looking at a picture from Alberta. He's bearing an uncanny growing resemblance to a younger Ralphie Klein. Next time you see him, take a look at that. He's going to, won't take too long, just... It's all that Alberta beef, I suppose. And his only ally now is Bush, who will soon to be gone, never soon enough, with the close neocon pal down under, John Howard, turfed at last. We got rid of him, mate. Harpo will stand alone on the world stage, a pathetic sight and further incentive for Canadian backpackers. You students heading out come spring, summer, to forego the Maple Leaf logo while abroad. You know, as if Nickelback, Bryan Adams, and Celine weren't enough, we got Harpo now representing the Maple Leaf. And those mascots we'll get into later on. That's a whole other story.
We'd like to congratulate George Barrett. Sunday, if you caught his rocker show, George was celebrating 25 years here at CITR. Reggae on George.
Hey, man.
Yeah, Mom, what's that big thing smoking you got between your fingers there? It's cooking.
Pass it over.
All right.
It's a classic. CITR.
Looking like a born again, living like a heretic, listening to Arthur Lee records, making all your friends feel so guilty about their cynicism, and the rest of their generation, not even the government, are gonna stop you now, but are you ready to be heartbroken? Are you ready to be heartbroken? Pumped up full of vitamins, on account of all the seriousness, you say you're so happy now, you can hardly stand, or lean over on the bookcase, if you really want to get straight, read Norman Mailer, or get a new tailor, are you ready to be heartbroken, are you ready to be heartbroken, are you ready to bleed? What would it take, what would it take to wipe that smile off of your face? Are you ready to be, are you ready to bleed? Get ready now, baby. ready to bleed. Ready to bleed.
Ready to bleed. Oh, to be young and cynical.
Ah, yes, we love Lloyd Cole and the Commotion.
That's off Rattlesnakes, which is one of the great debut albums of all time, and he's had a very hard time topping that one, but he's done some good stuff over the years, but Rattlesnakes is still a classic. So many great tracks. I'm cutting out here. I just something's happening.
Yeah, your dad and I used to play that song when we worked together back in the late 80s, early 90s at Coast 800 and 1040 later.
That was
84 that came out, 1984 for Lloyd Cole.
84, right. And then, that's right. It's song about youth cynicism. If it has the potential to fail, it will. But Lloyd always, in a lot of his songs, has name-checked very interesting people. Headphones are cutting out. I think something's wrong here.
You'll be okay.
I think so. Arthur Lee, about Arthur Lee records.
Yeah, talked about love. Yeah,
and then,
Norman Mailer.
Well, lean over on the bookcase if you really want to get straight and read Norman Mailer and get a new tailor. And, of course, Norman Mailer passed away last week. So there's our little tribute from the surly Scott himself, Mr. Lloyd Cole, on CITR with Long John Tanner, a man who epitomizes what the season is really all about. Don't you do that, a moonlighting job? Like, that you kind of sneak away, put on some real heavy padding, and have you been doing that at all? I mean, didn't you do that at 1 year?
Or padding?
I'm thinking of Luke.
I'm too tall and slim to be Santa.
But that would send out a good message to the kids. When they go to see the kids, Santa's this big fat slob, right? I mean, what does that say? They see his belly, he's probably got very high blood pressure,
That's true, yeah.
Especially this time of year, working real hard, getting all those fulfilled wishes ready. So
I'm his evil twin, skinny twin.
A skinny Santa would be, I think, for the kids would be, what do you want for Christmas, kiddo? And, I want a laser. I want a taser gun, please.
No.
I want a mascot.
Tasers.
Mommy, he won't give me a mask. To impart the importance of being slim and trim and healthy when you're young. Otherwise, you're going to grow up with the epidemic that's going on right now all over the Western world of fat little kids running around, feeding their faces with crap and demanding, becoming the little consumers of the world. Anyway, enough of that. So, moving right along to God knows where.
And God knows what.
We had a call from somebody. We will fulfill a wish in the next half hour. Lars in Dunbar says, you guys have played, you played Jens Lekman last time. Mm-hmm. He's Swedish.
Yeah.
You've played Norwegian pop. You played, a lot of stuff coming out of Scandinavia. He said, could you please play something Danish? Not Icelandic. No cigarettes.
No Bjork.
And so for you, Lars, we're going to do a special dedication in a short while, all right? So enough there.
Yes.
Because it's hard to fulfill requests, at the last minute.
That's true, it is. Yeah.
We try.
We do. We try our best, but it's very difficult.
Yeah, if we don't like the song, we're not going to play it anyway.
So we're playing something Danish, did you say?
We will be playing something Danish in a short while.
Right. Good.
Oh,
We'd like to thank Kevin Drew. Thank you, Kevin. And Broken Social Scene, who presented you and a song called Farewell to the Pressure Kids from the latest CD by them. That's the title of the... Well, Spirit If, I guess, is the actual title of that CD here at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live in stereo.
And reminding you that there's only 22 shoplifting days left till Christmas, but we're glad to hear of plans to make December 24th. Christmas Day is December 25th, right?
Last time I looked here, okay. Yeah, still is.
December 24th will be no Christmas shopping day officially. chill, people. Stressmas takes its toll. You know, they're getting crazy down there in the downtown area and in the malls. And you know what they're looking for.
Mommy, I want a mascot. I want Squatchy.
Well,
Squatchy.
So, I called you last night, Long John, and I talked to Fran. You were out because I wanted to do show prep, as we always do, on extensive show prep on Sunday night.
She didn't tell me you called.
Well, no, but she said that you were out at the Spice Girls and we're not going to be back until maybe 11 o'clock.
I asked her not to say anything about that.
Well, apparently I read the reviews that they came, they danced, they sang, sort of. Spectacular production of all glitz, glamour, and money, baby. And you were there braving. There were some males there, surprisingly enough. A dirty old man like yourself, braving the elements, joining the thousands of impressionable young women, reliving the manufactured thrill of 90s nostalgia. Oh, boy.
Oh, posh.
So did you get the Glitter UK flag poster or a Spice Girl glow stick for Fran?
Or I got a scary stick.
How about the $35 wannabe T-shirt?
Mm.
The $90 rhinestone consumer girl power tee, you know? and my favorite was the $60 Spice Girl apron. I told you to get me one.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Change in the pocket.
But now it's out of the bag, I guess.
It is. God. Well, Long John has a varied musical taste. If that's all we can really say. And here's another example of that. How do you say catchy?
Ooh, boy.
Isn't that a great song?
Excellent.
That, I mean, that could be in a in a fair world, with radio, if radio was what it should be, and that hasn't been since you left, that would be a hit. I mean, it's so catchy.
Very catchy.
Of course, you like the subject matter, which is total eclipse of the moon. And that will be coming up in...
February, actually. I think it's the 21st or 22nd of February, 2008. We'll have another eclipse of the moon. Okay. All right, Graham Parker.
That's off his latest CD. He's been doing stuff for a year. He's living in Woodstock, New York with his family. And this is probably his best solo album for a long, long time. Not that he's done bad stuff, but this here has just got like... somebody came running into the studio, I think it was Bryce, and said, is that the new Dylan? Because he sounded a little bit like kept mixing Dylan and Springsteen a bit. Mm. But Graham Parker's his own man, and there's some great songs on there, and it's basically a lot of the songs about him living in America and looking around, and flashing lights indicate that the scary guy will be here in a few moments. That is, of course, Dr. Michael Stranick, registered ufologist, but we say for the time being, as we look out at the falling rain, and I used to feel so uninspired, bring back the snow, please. This is a respite, people. The snows shall return. This is just a little something over the weekend that we're going to have to get used to very soon, because it's coming back in a big, big way. Environment Canada has predicted that all of Canada will experience the coldest winter in 150 years. The real... What?
How many? 150?
150 years, yeah.
It's more like 15 or 50, but I don't know about 150.
Well, now, of course, you bring up a... I don't know. We'll just have to get a... check your Environment Canada website. Maybe I'm off by a few years, but I don't know.
Just a few.
The real deep freeze is coming. Be prepared. It's going to be fun. Don't drive. Take TransLink. And you'll be waiting for 45 minutes like I had to for an Arbutus bus. And it never came. And we don't know why.
Oh, yes. It's coming.
The bus is coming.
The weather is coming.
The weather is always coming.
It's always coming, yeah. Okay, well, speaking of the moon, the last waning crescent moon now in the morning sky, near the planet Venus, if you're up tomorrow morning and the sky is clear. Speaking of the moon, another song about the moon. This is called Moon Rose, and it's from a new old CD. The band is called Flying Mountain. Hey, for all you folk rockers, remember this band in the 1970s? Ha-ha. It's been re-released.
One light so lost in the darkness guides sailor home. Moon sails on alone.
There's Flying Mountain at CITR's Radio, and that was the voice of Dan Rubin along with the whole band there, actually. And you can find out more about where they are now, Dan Rubin, Ferguson Neville, Cuba Sattles, and Ryan Mongovius, and two other albums, Earth and Sky and Mountain Dream, released in 78 and 79. 19, that is, 78, 79, are both in one CD there. Flying Mountain, The Zest Of, and that was called Moon Rose. Whew, okay, well, here we are, rolling.
That's really old stuff. Yeah,
it is. You're
probably you and my dad are the only ones that might remember that, unless we have an old-timer.
We've got old-timers here. As a matter of fact, we've got a real old-timer here right now on the line. And
oh, it's the scary guy.
It's the scary guy, and here he is. Michael Stranick is with us again. Hello, Michael. Oh, hold on. I forgot to do something here. Just a sec.
Oh, there you are.
I forgot to push a button. Here
we thought you were abducted again for
a
moment.
Right. Yeah. Welcome to the show, Michael Stranick, our UFO expert.
Good evening, John.
Good evening,
Nimrod, and happy humbug to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is going to sound perhaps a little far afield, but bear in mind, this is without doubt a UFO event. At the core, it is a close encounter of the first, second, or third kind, depending on your personal point of view. So, Nimrod, set the Wayback Machine for 1917, Portugal, and we're going to delve into the alleged miracle of Fatima. Three children, Lucia Santos and her two cousins, had seen visions of the alleged Virgin Mary in a grotto near Fatima on the 13th. Make of that what you will, of each month from May to October 1917. Now, this was World War One, unpleasant times in Europe, and Russia were the bad guys for a lot of people. Lucia and her cousins told people what the Virgin Mary had told them, including the important consecration of Russia. Now, the local politicos said that this was unpopular and politically destructive. So one of the local officials actually jailed all three children, set up a cauldron of boiling oil, and told the public that the two cousins had been boiled to death in oil. Lucia was put in prison, and they released her when she began converting the inmates. Now, the two cousins died very young in the flu epidemic of that time. But they and Lucia accurately predicted their deaths. Now, the final apparition occurred on October 13th with over 70,000 witnesses. For once, the media did their job correctly. They didn't just send reporters and camera people. They specifically sent many skeptics, lifelong agnostics, and atheists. And the outcome was basically the same thing, that everyone saw and experienced the same thing with only slight differences. The event was a bright light in the sky, a yellow, gold, orange, disc-shaped light form moving, gyrating, and as they said, dancing in the sky. It then came down much closer to the assembled crowd, and this thing was visible up to 30 miles away, and it changed into a globe of light. Now, the religious types saw the alleged Virgin Mary inside the globe. Everyone else just saw the brilliant globe of light.
Mamma mia.
When the globe got near the crowd, the heavy rains stopped, the clouds broke and dissipated, and instantaneously, everyone's clothing was bone dry and the mud everywhere around dried up. Everyone experienced this. Now, while all this was happening, Lucia was talking with, but mostly listening to, the Virgin Mary. which some people saw, some did not. This was to be the last public apparition, and the Virgin Mary was giving Lucia what became known as the Three Secrets of Fatima, each to be released at different times. Now, the first two were revealed at the appointed times and really said very little, and a lot of it was political, which is not exactly very religious. Now, the third secret was to be released in 1960, but was not. Consequently, it became a topic of controversy and even became conspiratorial. Now, those who knew some of it, because Lucia had become a nun and lived in very cloistered convents all her life, claimed that the third revelation was too disturbing and controversial because it described the soon-to-be end times, meaning the end of the earth, of Satan entering the church, the collapse of the Catholic Church, and things that would be embarrassing to the, quote, last and final pope and the details of his death. Now, the third secret was finally released in the year 2000, 40 years later, and it wasn't much at all, and had little to say, if anything, about these topics. Now, one person who was highly vocal on the matter wanted Lucia's tomb permanently sealed, never to be opened, because it also included her diaries and other documents. Now, this was the year 2000, and this very vocal person was Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger. Most people know him as Pope Benedict XVI, the current pope. And if you've ever seen pictures of him before he became pope, he looked like something Central Casting would have sent up to portray the devil. He had a dark, pointed beard and was a very unpleasant-looking guy. So
make
of it what you will, but it's all true. All can be easily verified. Wikipedia has a good write-up. They don't get into the UFO aspects, but it's all easily verified. And there you go for the holidays.
Well, just a beautiful story, and rendered in a manner only you could do. So everything is cool out there. You haven't no abductions in the neighborhood, nothing like that. You're okay.
No, just froze to death and then defrosted.
Oh, well,
didn't we all?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. Our UFO expert joins us again here at Radio Radio, as he does every couple of weeks. Michael Strainick, thank you so much for that enlightening tale.
Well, that's cool. That sound effects of like blowing snow in the outer atmosphere. That's Kirsten Hirsch off her last CD, came out last year, and probably her best CD. Solos. She's had a lot of solo stuff. This is the strongest one. And, of course, you, John, remember, if you think way back when, back into the early 90s, she was a part of what group?
The Muses. Was it Flying Muses?
No, it wasn't Flying Muses.
It was something Muses.
Come on. Not Flying Muses. Come on. You can do it. It is emotion. It is emotion that you can do yourself.
I can.
Okay. Yeah, it involves. Well, what would you do with a ball normally, or a snowball? What would you do if you
throwing
had it?
Throwing music?
Right,
that's
there we go.
Right,
oh man, are you on or what?
Oh God, I can't believe it.
Hey, I would like to take this moment out here, and I think somebody has to. We take many moments out because we just don't have enough moments.
We don't.
This is congratulations to Gordo Carol Taylor, who may be our next mayor, may not be, and the ministry in charge of children's welfare. They have a more official title, but God knows what it is, and you can never get a hold of them anyway. We now have the worst child poverty rate in Canada. That's not the big deal. That's bad enough, but the big deal is for the fourth straight year. And you people in Victoria are doing a wonderful job with this booming economy in 2010, looming darkly. Are we excited? Still, Gordo insists his legacy, which is, of course, the new convention center they're building, or is that the detention center, you know, for the homeless, will be finished even though the price tag of $1 billion will undoubtedly climb. And, you know, meanwhile, those kiddies just have to, you know, get scrapes off the... it's like the Dickens era, isn't it, in many ways, for those who don't have.
All of the...
Too many have. Too many don't have, and just a few have. What do you have? Are you a have or have not?
I'm try to hold on. I'm holding on.
You're holding on for dear life. You're one of the boomers who will take the whole country down.
No, I'm not a boomer. I'm a war baby.
You're a war baby?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Well, boomers are born after, what, after 19, the war, after 45, yeah.
So when the big boom came, like the, into the
early
50s, right.
Yeah,
that's
no.
a good point. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I was born during the war, actually, so, and then, as John Lennon says, the nasties were booming. I think a V2 landed just down the block or something. So,
but you're okay.
I made it. Yep. Right. Auntie Pam didn't do so well. Oh, she had one went off right next door. Shook things up. But
right.
Ooh, look, here we go. You're listening to CITR's Radio at 5 to 7, and there's only 18 more days till winter. Ooh, yes. We had a little taste of it there. At 10:08 p.m. on December 21st, winter official. Arrives. Aren't you excited? I know it's past Halloween, but it is Witches' Night here.
She cast is gone, and the evil way she's.
Okay, there he is. Fancy schmancy. Thank you, Todd. Fancy. And Todd's got some of his buddies from the newer pornographers in there on that song called Witch's Night. Kurt Dahl is in there, and I think maybe Ryan Dahl, too. And I see down voices down here. Del Cowsill's doing some vocals in there, too. Hey, Del. All right. Good to hear you.
Everybody's in on the act. Everybody wants to do a solo.
That's true.
When are you going to do your solo album?
My falsetto? Well, the Dweezil sisters have taken a break for a number of years.
Have they?
Yeah.
They're always a mainstay this time of year with their versions of Old Little Town of Bellingham.
Well, maybe we'll talk them into doing a song
on the next show.
We'll see.
Well, as the holiday approaches, TransLink wishes all of its riders, those that pay, mind you, all the best for a festive season, but reminds all that bus service will be reverting to the weekend schedule between December 23rd and January 1st during the holiday season, right? Which translates as fewer buses, longer waits, and standing room only, just like normal. It's like if you don't work and you don't shop, then we need fewer buses on the road. Go figure. No doubt it's trans-stinking for the holidays. If you're waiting longer than 20 minutes for your bus, then just start walking. Just start walking.
We're walking.
And we're gonna send this out to, sorry, Lars, you had to wait so long, but, you know, good things are worth waiting for. We are still waiting on the new Ravenettes CD called Lust, 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 which is back to B minor and back to more minimalist sounds as opposed to their last album, which we loved, but this new one will be... It'll be cool if any indication is given by their recent show sold out at Richards on Richards. People were raving about that. Speaking of raving, you know, of course, where the name Ravenettes comes from.
I was wondering whether you were going to ask me that. So you did
an hour's research?
Yeah, right. Okay, Buddy Holly's Rave On for the Ronettes.
Very
there you go.
Good. And really, they combine that sound. But this is going back to, like, their very first EP, and this is early Ravenettes. This is something for Lars in Dunbar, who said, please, please, please play something Danish.
That's Junior Nimrod, son of Shane. I'm Jolly John Tanner at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The girl strikes on the girl, I think.
For all you Danish lovers of cheese Danishes and also members of co-housing, that's where it came from. Co-housing came from Denmark. And
is that right?
Yeah,
really?
That's right, yeah.
Well, you live in a co-op.
I do. It's called Co-Housing Cranberry Commons.
Why don't we just change it to Ravenette's House or something like that? Anyway, yeah. the new release day on Tuesday as aficionados of pop music know, and you know, you head down to the stores and find the new releases that are out, and are always disappointed in that one that you're looking forward to, and it's just not come in because it's an import and blah 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 blah, and they'll wait till the new year. But maybe tomorrow, if you check it out, the new Ravenettes will be out. Lars is very excited about that, and he actually called back to say thank you. And that was really nice. So that's from the first EP by Ravenettes, and called Attack of the Ghost Riders. Long John, longtime veteran and musicologist in his own right. Name me another song. Name us another song, if you would, that goes far back, that has the title Ghost Riders in the title of the song.
Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Oh, very good. The man is on board. He is on board. Well, speaking of another music note here, and this is good news for fans of My Bloody Valentine. You are a fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes, Nimrod.
Were you at the show that they did back?
Yeah,
back?
They were playing at UBC, actually. No.
They played in the Commodore, and my dad went there, and I don't think you did, because I don't think you were interested at the time, but you know, you got on board later on.
Later, you followed
my father's musical taste, but that was a show that you know, it's kind of like there's certain concerts that come up every once in a while with unique outfits, bands, and that. Gogol Bordello comes to mind recently, but bands that you will claim that you were there just because it was the place to be at that time, at that night, right? And so a lot of people will say, like, oh, we saw the Velvet Underground at the Retinal Circus back in 1968, 67. Auntie Pam was there. But
69, I think.
Yeah, Auntie Pam was there.
Nico.
And John Cale fell into the speakers or something like that. but good news for fans of My Bloody Valentine. There will be a new release coming from Kevin Shields and the rest of the band that played on the 91 masterpiece Loveless. He takes his time, you know. What's the rush? They plan to release an album themselves via the net, becoming the thing to do, but likely also a vinyl release. And that's all we know for now. Look forward to that. Okay, time to tickle those ivories and get soulful. Are you ready? Do you feel all right?
I feel all right.
Put your hands together now. No, hands.
bridge undone. Son of the living God, Son of the living God. I'm gonna keep on praying to you. I'm gonna keep on believing. I'm gonna keep on fasting. I know you heard me. There's a living God.
I lost the beat, man. I'm sorry.
That's okay. At your age, it's understandable. Well, there she is, the real deal, at 52 years of age, been around for a long time, and it's kind of amazing, her career, she being Sharon Jones, and backed up by the Bap Kings, who also have backed up Amy Winehouse and Lily Allen, and they are there's a real minimalist, R&B texture to it that harkens back to probably the days that you remember, you know, with some of the soul singers of that time. We're thinking maybe early 70s, late 60s.
Ferdinand Boogaloo Velez.
It's a wonderful album, and live performer par excellence playing here. I don't know if it's sold out, but if you want to see real good, hear real good soul music like you don't normally hear made these days, and that's, you know, we're not slagging the Spice Girls, we're not, you know, or Justin, but I mean this is the real stuff, and live they are something else, and they are here in the Commodore Ballroom. On this coming Sunday, and I guess that plug will probably maybe get me, if I phone Live Nation, I might be able to get in for free plus one. Ooh. And take Auntie Pam, who is, of course, soul sister number one when it comes to loving the groove. And speaking of grooving, Alex, the Wasabi Kid, 7:30 tonight, coming up not too long from now with Kara Sue, Best in Japanese Pop and Rock, and we hope he may be bringing an exclusive direct from Osaka. It's 21, that's 21, the robot for this young high-tech century. It does everything, prepares breakfast, it chats with you, it's very cool. Can pick up a loaf of bread without crushing it, and that would be a rice cake as well. Helps lift people out of bed. That's something, John, you might want to consider. 21 is 5 foot and 245 pounds. And 21 serves toast. He will fetch the wasabi when asked. Can say good morning, bon appetit, and of course, arigato, konnichiwa, and sayonara. Targeting the elderly, old boomers who require assistance with even trivial tasks. You know what that's like. Will be on the market very soon. Price tag about 200,000 Canadian. Ideal future gift for mom and dad as they age not so gracefully.
Planet Man wants you to know the Geminid meteor shower is approaching. This is one of the biggies of the year, folks.
When?
December 13th, 14th, the night of the 13th, the morning of the 14th of December, up to 120 meteors an hour flashing across the sky.
Question.
Look, a shooting star.
Question, where would be the best place to see that?
Anywhere on the planet, actually, where the sky is dark.
Oh, you leave all the options open.
We do, of course. And just remember that they'll radiate from fairly high overhead. They can be seen anywhere in the sky. But most meteor showers are caused by comets, but perhaps it was asteroid 3200 Python, which may have a cloud of dust following it around the sun. But we're more likely Python is an old comet, as it has a highly elliptical orbit, which brings it very close to the sun. So, by the way, Python is listed as a PHA, potentially hazardous asteroid. It misses the Earth by about 2 million miles when it passes by here. So
close enough.
It'll be a close call, so keep your eyes open. You don't want to get bopped by asteroid or comet Python 3200 as it passes past us here on the 13th and 14th of December. But debris from that will be burning up in the sky, and you'll see meteors flashing, so you don't have to worry. The Geminids won't hit you on the head.
Nice to know.
That's a word from Planet Man here at CITR's Radio Radio.
And we are going to do everything in our power, call upon everyone we know to try and get you into the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still, because you should be in there. You have that.
We'll talk to Klaatu about that.
All right. Or Keanu, as the case may be.
Young Galaxy's on the scene now.
Again?
We do not believe that love is free, 'cause anything worth fighting for doesn't come for free. We believe in time that you will see how a war might save us, how a war might save us. We believe in time that you will see the institutions of the world will only serve to enslave us. Face the signs and realize that living's a battle. For all the times we cried, absorbed the lies and realized life's not a rehearsal.
Thank you.
remember, anything worth fighting for doesn't come for free. Swing Your Heartache. There's a Steve Ramsey, Catherine McCandless.
Like
they're called
to the,
Young Galaxy.
I'd like to add something to that.
Would you? Please do.
You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows.
No, just wet your finger.
It's going to be wet for the next couple of days anyway, and then it's supposed to clear up and get cold again. Is that what you've heard, or do you not know?
Oh, there's probably more snow in the forecast down the road. I'm sure of it, Nimmy.
Oh, goody, 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 goody. It's great
wet.
Marketing by Vanock. Just in time for, you notice how they unveiled the mascots, just in time for the mass mindless consumerism that pops up at this festive time of year. More and more people find it depressing. It's quite incredible, you know, and I'm not talking spiritually here. We're talking, you know, just sort of people getting caught up in everything, and you see it downtown, you know. What are we going to get, Bob? Well, I know it's a problem, but Bob can take care of himself.
Bob Cratchit?
No, Bob, anybody. Okay. And then, you know, but it's the kids, you know, like taking mom and dad in tow, you know, to where they want to go. Mommy, daddy, I want Mika, I want Kwachi, and I want Sumi, or I'll grow up to be a gangbanger and do drugs. Well, I guess we're just going to have to placate the little brat, right? Those stupid, embarrassing, not-even-made-in-Canada mascots. You've seen them? You've heard all about them?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you have a favorite?
I like the Sasquatch, yeah.
Very good. We've heard that the first shipments of the mascot dolls are all gone. But, hey, there's hats, T-shirts, pins, and mascot diapers. Vanock is looking at sales of $500 million profit and $46 million in royalties. This is what we present to the world as representing God knows what. And, you know, I didn't want to bring him into it. But honestly, I mean, what is it all about? What does it mean? Moolah, moolah, moolah. Get those dolls out real fast. Our manufacturing plant in Beijing is working overtime. We'll get them over here. They'll be on sale. We'll make a lot of money. Kwachi's so cute. Mommy, I want Kwachi. So you're going to, you know, we're going to get used to it. You know, avoid it. That's all you can do. It's around us everywhere. The Olympic ellipse. But I digress. You had something else you were going to mention.
Oh, just that Shindig's around tomorrow. Let's find out more about it here.
What has been the result of all these ridiculously rad bands playing at Shindig?
A lot of great new tunes and a lot of beverage intake?
That's true, Bubby, but the most important result has yet to be determined. At finals, come out to the Railway Club and watch the best local bands compete for their chance to win at CRTR's biggest live music event of the year.
Is he talking about those bands playing Tuesday, December 4th at the Railway Club?
Show starts at 9:30 p.m. at the Railway Club. Come out, hear the music, enjoy the atmosphere, and get ready to enter the lion's den of glorious music heaven!
Some of our sponsors include the Railway Club, Buckville Studios, Mint Records, Scratch Records, The Hive Recording Studios, Backline Musician Services, Zulu Records, CITR, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Discorder, Canadian Music Week, Vader Master Studios, and Van Merck Canada.
Hey, sounded just like Joey and Hannah on there, your friends from Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, probably. We met him on a cruise somewhere, I'm not sure where.
One of our favorite albums of the year, and if you look at the back of Discorder, they have like the Zulu top 10 from all the various people, and this is one of the top five. There's a few that keep coming up on the list. Robert Wyatt is another, and PJ Harvey, and we'll get all to that. We only have an hour and a half. But this one here is on many, many, many lists, and it's on my list, and I'm sure it's going to be on your list, too, after this song.
Down at the shell shed, the boys are picking out the pearls. The hole in my mitten lets the rain get in. I bought 22 ounces from the petrol pump, waiting at the light. I'm never gonna make it back in time. Geraldine and me can begin before Mr. Raymond and his Japanese strippers comes creeping in. I sit with the
for my rolling papers, warm water in my cup. But I have to wait all morning for Geraldine and me can begin. Before Mr. Raymond and his Japanese slippers have come creeping in. Loaded up with turkey carpets and green glass diamonds, I drove back and forth for five long rolling moons. And every day and every night I thought of back at home, and I couldn't get the notion out of my head that before Geraldine and me could begin, Mr. Raymond and his Japanese slippers had come creeping in. Well, everything is always a little late, and tripping on those Japanese slippers seems to be my fate. It was my job to cut down all the poplar trees, and I'd sit on the stumps and listen to the finches and look out at the field and eat honey out of the jar and wonder why it always seemed before Geraldine and me could begin, Mr. Raymond and his Japanese slippers would come creeping in.
Okay, Nimmy, well, that's it. You want to say goodbye? Because that's it for Fiery Furnaces, Japanese Slippers. Oh, look, Alex Yu has got his slippers on.
That's the best song ever.
Hey, he looks just like Mr. Raymond and his Japanese slippers. We don't know what the songs are about, but we love them anyway. Fiery Furnaces, thank you for being with us, putting up with us for the last hour and a half. What comes up next is something entirely different that you will enjoy. Because there's such a diversity of music from Japan that people don't know about, except for the Wasabi Kid himself. He is here.
He is
Alex and Karasu.
Hold the applause.
Say what?
Hold the applause.
Hold the applause. Okay.
Hold the applause.
We're holding it. We're holding it.
One hand clapping.
Okay, happy trails. We'll be see you live in 2 weeks' time here for our pre-Christmas show, Son of Night Dreams, formerly now Radio.
We'll try and make it festive.
Too Tall Trash Tanner and Junior Nimrod.
Hello, Courtney.
Nardwar, you made it.
Nardwar.
Oh, good.
I told him to get you out of here. You're not allowed.
I was going to say hi to you.
But you're not allowed back here, Nardwar.
But I just want to say hi to you. I brought my camera, too.
And I hate your f***ing guts. You're such a pig.
Oh, why hugging? Well, thanks, sir. You haven't punched me yet.
No, why? Why I can't? I'd be sued.
What exactly is... I don't understand what was wrong with that Vanity Fair thing.
That guy. Go get the guy from the promoter guy to get rid of Nardwar.
What exactly? Courtney.
Quick, Kristen. Go do it quick because you know what? I'm going to beat the f*** out of him really soon.
Courtney, can I get an interview with you?
No, I hate your guts, Nardwar. You're such an idiot. Why would I give you an interview? You're an idiot. Why would I give you a f***ing interview? Get what?
This Courtney Love of Hole.
You've already broken your promise to me.
I know. Nardwar.
This is a bad sign.
Courtney, will you at least sign?
First person I'd see. I was like the whole way up here, I'm like, Nardwar, I can't wait to see that.
Nardwar, have you got official permission for this interview?
Do you have a laminate?
I got a laminate.
Where is it?
It's somewhere in my wallet. What I want to show you, when we allow one final request, Courtney, like one phone call when you get arrested. Do 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 do.
What do you want?
Do 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 do.
F*** you.